was watching a program on cancer sniffing dogs, and I thought, hey, why can't we do that in the lot feeding industry?
So tell me about it. How would you apply it?
Well, we'd use the dogs to detect sick cattle in the feedlot, because cattle are prey animals. They are really good at hiding their sicknesses and illnesses from us, but dogs, you know, being our genetic makeup of wolves, are good at picking those sicknesses out.
So something like a beast that might be a bit lame or something like that, is that what you mean?
So the main thing we'd be looking at is getting cattle that are under bacterially challenged from bovine respiratory disease, which is one of the biggest problems in feedlots.
How do they present when they're like that? Is it hard to pick?
Subclinical cases are very hard to pick, but once the infection has gotten pretty severe, they do show signs of depression, appetite loss, and changes in respiratory character.
So what advantage would it be in finding out earlier, or having a sniffer dog in this case, locate a crook animal?
Finding it earlier, we can treat the animal sooner and have better drug efficacy.
So in terms of putting this into practice at the moment, it's just theory, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
But have you floated the idea, you know, amongst the industry? Have you told a few folk about it?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here doing today.
How do you feel winning an award like this? What does it mean to you?
It's really prestigious. I had some really, really tough competition, but the guys are great. And, yeah, Alpha puts on such excellent awards for young people to get involved in the industry and share their ideas.
Do you think you've got a future in the industry for a while yet?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.